fables contain hidden truths and old proverbs of many years ago. The story that I am about to tell you will leave you with a lasting memory, but above all, it teaches you a great lesson. Well, I don't wish to reveal this great lesson immediately. I believe that you will discover it throughout the story. For some time, the three brothers worked together at the mill. Then the two younger brothers decided to travel the world in search of riches, taking with them the two animals, the donkey and the cat. Get me a bag, a hat, and some boots. I will take care of the rest, said the cat. The young one ran to the nearest village and bought what the cat had asked him to, leaving him ever the more poor, but with more hope. Surprised even more, grew closer to her and gently kissed her hand. He looked at her with admiration, then bowed to the king. The king could not help but notice the refined and elegant manners of this young man, so much so that he decided to invite him to the palace. On the departure of the carriage, the cat, greatly satisfied, started jumping, dancing, and singing. To think he exploited the poor farmers just because he was the owner of the land in that county. Before heading to the castle, the cat went to the village to discover more information about the habits and strangeness of the ogre. Then bravely, he headed toward the castle. For example, be able to turn into a lion? With the blink of an eye, the ogre transformed himself into a mighty lion. Started to roar very loudly, then started to chase after the poor cat. To escape the claws of the fierce beast, he jumped onto the highest point of a cupboard. to the amazement of everybody, the king, who, realizing how much the two young people were in love, decided to worthily crown the day by announcing,
Marquis of Carabas, I would be very delighted and honored to grant you my daughter's hand in marriage.
Majesty, I didn't dare to hope for so much. I am so happy and proud. I promise to love and cherish your beloved daughter. By the way, I nearly forgot. If you haven't guessed yet, the moral of this tale is, it doesn't matter if it is a cat or a dog, if it is tall or short, or beautiful or ugly. However small it may be, you know that when you have found a friend, you have found real treasure. Treasure! Treasure! Treasure!